and welcome to the Grant Hill Chronicles podcast. I am Don Bishop. I write as T.S. Pedramon, and I'm here with my lovely wife, Lila.
Hi.
And, so Lila, let's talk, and just for everybody in internet land, this is not rehearsed whatsoever. We are so busy, it's hard for us to get time to sit down and do this together, but we're doing it because it's a new year. And
that's the only reason.
It honestly is. That's the only reason I was able to pull her in.
We actually tried doing... Are you going to talk about the Kickstarter?
I will, yeah.
We tried doing a little video together a few days ago. And I couldn't. It never happened. Yeah. We went out and got some footage. I got that far. But it was just mayhem. It didn't happen. And it's hard. It's hard to find the time to do this. And right now it's pretty late. That's the only reason we're finally getting around to it.
I guess let's go ahead and jump in and plug the book because you brought up the Kickstarter. So I'm very surprised if you don't already know this, podcast listener. But I wrote a book and I'm publishing said book. It is an epic fantasy, first book in a series. The series is called Nightshade Unicorn, and the first book is called Forerunner. And I am running a Kickstarter campaign. And whether or not the Kickstarter campaign succeeds and funds, I'm going to publish the book. But I want to do some extra things along with that, and so I'm trying to take it to the next level. And... Lila, I think you're looking for the one.
Yes, I'm looking for the one.
The notes. You're looking for that notes that you took. Mm-hmm.
Where did it... I was trying not to interrupt.
There it is.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you want to know more, I mean, maybe you're driving in your car, but you can probably remember nightshadeunicorn.com. And on that website, the website's still under construction, you know. It's obviously unfinished, but the basic, most essential things for right now are there. There is a link to the Kickstarter campaign, and last I checked this evening, we are sitting at 95%, so if you want to push us the other 5%, it would be much appreciated.
There are other levels also.
We're so bad at this. We talk to each other and we talk at the same time. So I said I wanted to do more things, like what the Kickstarter will enable us to do.
So the initial funding would be toward the cover art.
Yes. And to be clear, like, I already hired the cover artist. I already committed to paying the artist's price. But this is a well-established artist. She has her business going. She normally charges higher than I was ready to pay for my first book to get the cover art. Because I do have to be careful and not throw tons of money, and maybe I won't get a big audience and people won't love the book. And so, you know, I maybe risk a little bit less. Anyway, she brought her price down because she said I sounded like I had an interesting project. She's tired of drawing spaceships. So the thing is, it's a licensing deal. She's well established. She has the clout and she can do this. Rather than just work for hire where I say, hey, I need a book cover. Here's some dollars. You give me the book cover and I run. Because now it's mine. It was just work for hire. No, so we have a contract. And it's a licensing deal, and I have unlimited use along the lines of the contract, you know, so I can use the design as a book cover and for incidental promotional materials like bookmarks. But I want to open it up. I want full rights, and so under the contract, I can purchase the rest of those rights for a modest sum. And so I set the Kickstarter funding goal to be a little bit more than that. So,
Yeah, and so if we were able to get more funding, if we're the whole point is that
Hey, we're tired. It's
we're
after midnight again. We keep doing this whenever we record together, you know, every
I can't
year.
find I can't
Last time we recorded together
I
was what,
can't
March?
oh I
I
don't
don't know.
remember.
Long time ago.
But yes, one of the reasons we couldn't do the little video for the Kickstarter was because I couldn't find enough words. Every time I sat down to do a video, I was like, it, what's the that thing? What's it called? And I, it's like, no joke, I kept doing this. Kind of like you just saw. Anyway, I was gonna say that once you get the rights, you can do things like posters and the book overlays, t-shirts, like stuff like that. So that's really important because we want to be able to provide those things.
Now, we don't have t-shirts in the works at this time. That could be a thing. But if the Kickstarter funds, and I believe we will, 'cause we're on day three and we're 95% of the way there. But with the Kickstarter funds, then I'll buy the full rights for the cover, art design. It doesn't exist yet, by the way. The work just started recently, so it'll be a few weeks. So if Kickstarter funds, all my backers are receiving a digital poster of the cover art. It's also an optional add-on. You can order a physical poster if you want of that art. If you go and look at the Kickstarter page, you'll see some AI generated art, because I needed some imagery in the meanwhile. But I keep talking over myself.
I'm just listening.
So I mean, I want to bring awareness, and I want the little bit of the boost that comes from the Kickstarter campaign. And I'm really looking at those stretch goals. So with
Yeah,
the
that's what I'm really excited for. Like I would be so excited if we got some of those. You were you gonna go into? Okay.
Because so we're musicians, we do music, and I've written a couple of tunes, and some lyrics for songs from the book. There's one in the beginning that I would like to compose that I haven't composed at all, the Greenstones Dance. And there's another song kind of a third of the way in, called in the cool shade of the mount, and that has lyrics and it has a melody, but it doesn't have time. We don't have time
Actually
to
produce it.
realize it, to produce it. I will go as far as recording that one song, assuming the Kickstarter funds. I will go as far as recording that one song, but if we start hitting stretch goals, then we'll look beyond that. And I have it in there at the 2500 mark. I'll push it up to three songs at least, that we'll record. Actually, I didn't tell you this, but I reached out to a friend of ours, Richard Williams, to see if he might be interested in recording one of the songs if it becomes possible. So he told me his price, and I said, yeah, I'll be back in touch if it works out.
Okay. Well,
So,
recording, you mean like
like
helping
I
us with the production of it? Because
well I'm
he
saying
normally
like
does other types of music, so I don't think it
yeah
like I mean maybe he would,
yeah well, maybe. And
but
yeah, I figure I can, like, I'll give you the melody
like
and
he's
the
like big
words,
band, jazz, that
and
kind of thing. I don't really
no, I was clear. Like, I told
Okay.
him, if this is gonna be a thing, it would, my budget would be like, it's just you and whatever virtual instruments you want to throw in there. But I'm sure he would do a better job than I can, because he's got a lot more experience doing that. So yeah, I mean, maybe the Kickstarter campaign will blow up and we'll be able to dedicate some time. You'll record one, I'll record one, we'll give one to Richard. I don't know. We'll see. But
Richard was my voice coach once upon a time. So I've worked with him before. He's really good. You guys should look him up. He's
And
like, I don't know how well he's done for himself. I'm not following his every move, but he's achieved some good things. So look him up. He's good. Oh,
I'll put a link.
he also played piano at our wedding.
Yeah,
Or not our
at
wedding, our wedding
reception.
reception.
Yeah, and I'll put a link in the show notes to his works. I don't know a URL off the top of my head right now. He ran a Kickstarter campaign a couple of years ago, actually, but his was much more ambitious than mine, where he flew to Hungary and had a professional orchestra recording his arrangements of a Christmas album. But anyway, yeah, Richard Williams, great guy. I hope we can afford to employ him. If not, it is what it is.
Which is
So.
us. And then so let's talk about the next goal. So if we reach the next goal, then you would get the audiobook produced or do it yourself.
Yeah, I
Right.
would also.
Well, and he's already been doing the recordings.
Well, I've been doing, I guess you could call them practice recordings.
Yeah.
So,
But you
you
would do
could
something
call it
really.
an audio book, but it's more like a serial, an audio serial. It's the same basic content. So like if you went to reamstories.com/Grendhill, you would find my page on there, and if you signed up, you could read the entire story of Nightshade Unicorn Forerunner right now. Like you could go and it's all there. That version though is about a month and a half old, and I have been going through. Lila mentioned that I think it's weird how I sometimes I'm talking to you and sometimes I'm talking to the podcast audience.
I don't think it's weird.
Okay.
Doesn't seem
So,
weird to me.
podcast audience. Where was I? Right, so that version is a like about a month and a half old, and that was after I put everything through Pro Writing Aid, and it caught typos and lots of little things here and there, but it also missed a lot. There's a lot that the AI tool, and it's not a generative tool. It is based off of a generative tool, but it anyway, whatever. So I composed the whole book. I ran it through Pro Writing Aid, and I went through the whole thing, and if you signed up on Ream Stories right now and you read the whole thing, you would find a lot of errors. I'm finding them now, as I read through it. So I'm reading through the manuscript, I'm recording that read through, and that is my audio serial that is happening. So as I read through it, I'm catching errors that the computer didn't. And once I'm done with this, I'll be done recording the audio serial, and I'll take the manuscript in that form. Actually, I'm gonna add an epilogue. I'm gonna change the final chapter, and I'm gonna rewrite the first chapter. But then I'm gonna take that and push that to beta readers. And I've been trying to push through. If I really pushed hard, I could maybe finish my read through in 2 days' time. It's probably more like three is what it'll take. And then I still have to write those other chapters. So I was hoping to get the manuscript sent out to beta readers this week, and right now it's looking like it'll probably be early next week. Yeah.
So
What are you thinking?
I was just mentioning the audiobook, that was all. So if we were able to reach, I don't remember which stretch goal, it's the third one, then that would be go toward producing the audiobook, and ideally by a professional, what do you call them, narrator.
Narrator, yeah, I
Why
guess
did
so.
that sound like it? I guess that sounds like you're just gonna tell anyway.
Audio, if you don't know, audiobooks aren't cheap because it's a lot of time. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Especially if you want to get somebody who's decent. So if you guys fund and I mean if you guys help us out and we fund this and you help us more, you're funding more, so just rest easy that we're putting it to good use. So we'll be really excited. And we were talking about how this would, if this goes well, then it's going to lay the foundation for producing more of it in the future, more of the series, more of other books,
And just so you know,
and other items also besides books.
this episode isn't a whole commercial for our campaign, although yes, we are plugging it. But we are going to move on to other things.
That's all I've got. Just whatever, I was just saying
Okay.
it'll help.
Well, I guess that's our plug. Go to there's a big long link at Kickstarter, and I'll make a note to that. I'll link it directly in the show notes. But you can go to nightshadeunicorn.com, and there's a link there. There's a link directly to the Kickstarter. There's also a link that where you can follow that link, and you can read the first three chapters of the book for free. Also, you can listen to the first three chapters, but you can't read or listen beyond that for free, because I have the story in Kindle Vella, so I can't offer it for free. Right. Next up. It's been a long road, getting to where we are, right? I left active duty Marine Corps last year, and now I'm doing this writing thing full time, and I put full time in quotes because we're still settling into our house. If I turn the camera around, you would see that I'm not done setting this room up. And in fact, you can see right now these boxes, these banker's boxes, are not in their final location. That's just where they are right now. But last year, actually, technically, the year before last, it was in December of 2022. I sat down and did a quarter by quarter goal chart through 2023 and 2024. And some things changed over time. Like when I made it, I was expecting to leave the Marine Corps in Q4 of 2024. But that got shifted forward, and I left Q4 of 2023. And I'm really self-conscious after recording myself and listening to myself. I've heard how it sounds when I say 2023, and I don't think anything of it when I say it, except if it's recording. Now I know, because when I listen to it, if I'm going to imitate myself, it sounds like 2023.
Was wondering what you were gonna say because it didn't sound weird to me.
I listen to myself. See, when I say it, I think I say 2023 or 2023. Yeah, 2023. But when I listen to the recording of myself, I sound like 2023. In fact, in recent recordings, I have said 2023 and 2024
Just
just
to
to avoid
avoid.
2023.
Oh, that's funny. Well,
Off topic, yeah.
I wish that we ever ha got any comments on these things because this is one of those things I want to ask. I want somebody just to like, is this true? I haven't noticed it
Yeah,
before.
do you think so? Send it to podcast@thorn.link if you have any questions, or comment on YouTube. I'll see it there. But yeah, 2023.
Okay, so let's go. So what were you saying about 2023?
Yeah, so I left active duty Marine Corps in Q4 2023. And also I actually got a little bit ahead of myself on turning the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast into a weekly thing. By the way, Lila, as you're looking at the screen ahead of us, I have modified the 2024 chart.
You mean the
2024 chart. Yes. So embarrassing.
Okay, that's okay. I'm not, it's like, it's just a bunch of words to me. Yeah. I'm not really paying much attention
maybe
to it.
Maybe I should show this on YouTube. Let me see if I can do that really fast.
I feel like we're crooked. Aren't we crooked?
Maybe.
I feel like I'm gonna roll downhill to you.
I mean, I'm trying to earn an honest buck, but... window capture, Excel. Come on. Excel. There.
Up top.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
That's the one. And then we'll move it up above the game capture and make it visible.
Old administrative assistant skills coming through.
Why does it not show? I thought I was good with technology. But I don't know why it's not showing. Oh, what weird.
Just all this random stuff. Well, we don't have to show them this, Don.
I want to
see.
Okay.
I mean, maybe somebody.
If you want to see my Excel sheet, please raise your hand. Okay, I guess if they're going to see it, it's going to have to be not a window capture, but a display capture. And here we go. There we go. Okay, so I had these plans, and this was... thinking that I could make it through a book faster than I actually can. Now I've given full time to it, and it took me about 2 months to get through an 80,000 word novel. So here I was saying, like, you know, I'll write a book in a quarter, and I'll write a book in a quarter, and I'll write a book in a quarter. And I'll write another book, you know, write a book each quarter, and each quarter edit the previous quarter's book. It's a little messed up, doesn't quite line up, but that's fine. Anyway, now I'm learning that publishing and publicizing takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of time. So I'm enunciating that goal to publish a book, and I think I'm being a little ambitious, just finally getting around to outlining book two. And it's begun, but I did the outline for book one in a day, and I learned that I want a more complete outline. You interrupt me at any time. You're cuter, and your voice is cuter too.
I have no idea where we're going now. See, we didn't look at this and talk.
I told beforehand. You it was unrehearsed. You were warned, and you're still listening. next time we'll have you sign a waiver. I'm thinking that I'll write book two in February and March at the same time that... So I left active duty Marine Corps. I'm still in the reserves. So, like, this beard is going to come off. In February, I have drill for like a week in the middle, I think. Don't remember if they told us those dates yet. And so it's a little bit longer drill than I'll usually have. But I'm saying, you know, supposedly I'm going to churn through this outline that I wrote here and somehow make it through this book in the same amount of time that it took me to write book one, even though I guarantee you book two is going to be significantly longer than book one. Because we're going to have multiple point of view characters. And technically, book one has two point of view characters. But it's by and large just one character. You follow Alava through the whole book. For the vast majority. So as I split and follow, you know, you'll have like a lava here, and then you'll have another character here. I'm not going to spoil who yet.
They can't see us right now, can they?
No, they can't. I'm gesturing at you, but you can't. In fact, I did it again. Yeah. So, in order to be able to make it through that, I'm ambitious and thinking that I'm going to crank it through because I have a good outline. And maybe it'll work that way. I just don't know that. And then in quarter two, somehow I'm going to like fully push through and publish book two, even though I haven't started the manuscript yet. Excuse me. Yeah. So I've learned some things in the past year, and I'm still learning things. I think the podcast is helping, even though it takes time, because it is forcing me to do some things regularly. Except for right now when I'm recording at 1 a.m. and I need to push this episode out as soon as we're done recording. But yeah, and it gets me in contact with other writers, and I learn what they have learned by proxy, you know, from our conversations.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not being very helpful. I'm just being tired. Yeah. Matt, did you have a list or something? What you were gonna, points you were gonna hit or anything?
No, it's just, I envisioned this being a lot more organized, but ain't nobody got no time. I'll tell you what, though, like, today, instead of going through and organizing all this stuff, this morning I was looking at our financial everything and reviewing, like, we have a runway, right, of yay length, and just kind of looking at that and wondering how we're going to make the plane take off before we run out of runway. And we have some ways where we might be able to extend the runway a little bit, but it's, yeah. So just looking at all that. And then this afternoon, I made these cards. It's just on the front. It has an image of a lava and the Nightshade Unicorn. And on the back, it has the book title and the name of book one. Yeah, the name of book one. And it has the URL, nightshadeunicorn.com, and a QR code that takes you to nightshadeunicorn.com. That way, I can tell people about it and just hand them the card. They go there. There's a link to the Kickstarter. The Kickstarter. Yeah, so when I go out and about and do my daily stuff. Now, I was at a thing this evening and ran into some people who knew I had written a book, and I was able to ask them, like, hey, you know, if you want a beta read, go here and send me an email.
Yeah, so hopefully you can pick up some beta readers.
Yeah. Well, and I have some, but the more, the better. It's the law of large numbers. If there's a beta reader who hates the book and tells me that I need to change the main character to be, I don't know, whatever. But then I have 20 other beta readers who love the main character as is, then I know that I can disregard the first one. But if all 20 beta readers are like, hey, you know, this scene was dumb, like, it just didn't do it for me, then I know I should go and rewrite that scene. Yeah. What do we say? I guess maybe we should just wrap up if we're wondering what to say. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I don't have anything to say. I was here to follow your lead.
Yeah, and I am just not a good leader. I
I
was
didn't know I
picturing.
was coming to this with a need for points
I
to
was.
discuss.
Oh
So
yeah,
I
it's just there's no time to.
No, it's fine. I feel a little sheepish because I'm just sitting here.
I'll tell you some things though, podcast audience. Next week, we hear back from, or we'll hear again from author L.L. Nelson that I had a couple of weeks ago. And that one, we. Is that the one where we go off and talk about AI? Or is that Kara Espe on the 18th? So we'll have L.L. Nelson on the 11th. And these are already recorded, conversations that went long. But I cut them in half, right? So L.L. Nelson on the 11th, Kara Espe on the 18th, and slated to have C.R. Rowinson on the 25th. That one's not recorded yet. That's supposed to be recorded in a couple of weeks. And slated to have Todd Fonstock. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. I met him in person at 20 Books Vegas, but when am I recording with him? I should find out. I have a recording scheduled, but it's not on this. Oh, there it is. That's where. Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna record with him soon, and then that's slated for February 1st. And then we're not scheduled yet beyond that, as far as who's released. But I need to reach out again to some people that I talked to previously, and they said that they would be interested in coming on the podcast. But we'll keep these podcast interviews coming weekly, because editing goes a lot faster with Descript, so I can do that. And other than that, like I'm gonna be writing Nightshade Unicorn, and I honestly like it, the story, or I wouldn't have written it, but I feel a little frustrated because I wanna jump back into the Grendhill Chronicles. But I have to commit to Nightshade Unicorn. I have to commit to Nightshade Unicorn and getting it complete. I'm not gonna leave the series incomplete and move on to something else, you know? So this is the push, and we'll get this series out. Hopefully, get it all out this year. My first book was slowed down by some things outside of writing. I would have spent more time writing each day, but first off, I was learning how to do that full time. Second, I had a lot of distractions, not distractions, but things that pulled me away from writing. Relevant to getting out of the Marine Corps, administrative things, medical things. So I was pulled away from the keyboard a lot. Setting up a business, things that we won't have to repeat completely. So I do believe I'll be able to focus more on Nightshade Unicorn 2. So after this book, hopefully I'll be able to get through faster. Maybe not get through each book faster, but the books will be longer. I'll be getting through words faster. And we'll start cranking it out, you know? I will be writing things on the side still. What are they called? Short stories.
You're just trying to
I
make me
wrote
feel
one.
better.
I wrote one last week. And sent it to my newsletter list. So if you want to hear that, you know what? Go to nightshadeunicorn.com, follow the link for About the Author, and actually, no, not there. But, well, yes. Tell you what, thorn.link/grendhill/newsletter. I forget exactly where I put the link for that, but no. Go sign up to for the 3 free chapters, because I will ask you to sign up for my newsletter in order to receive that password to those free chapters. So go do that, and you'll be getting free short stories in your inbox. I guess that's that.
We need to work on our performance.
Yeah. I guess. Well, and I think it'll come more naturally once we are finally settled into this house.
Yeah, I'm only peripherally in touch with this project.
Give us a break. We've only been here a year. But yeah, once we're settled more into this house, we'll be able to work together more often, and
I can be more involved and actually know what's going on, and I can practice my vocabulary so I don't lose words mid-sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have no excuse.
No, I have no. It's just brain doesn't work right.
No, I know, it's late.
I wish I could.
I was surprised though that you didn't.
My brain often doesn't brain.
That you didn't remember short stories. I was thinking, is he going for novellas? Like, what is he trying? Oh, it's just short stories.
Yeah. You know what? I'll talk a little bit about what I might write on the side, because sometimes you need a palate cleanser. You just need to wash something off and feel fresh again. So I might pull out Gohamusp. If you heard me talk about that before, it's people with marginally useful superpowers, aka useless superpowers. I might pick that up and dust it off and take a different approach at it.
I just wanted to say it's a humorous, though serious-ish, take.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just like slapstick humor and craziness.
Yeah.
There is some humor, definite humor in it, but it's not all that. And yeah, there is substance to it, so don't think this is all going to be.
Yeah, and there are
goofy,
like
goofy silliness,
real problems, and there will be real peril, but there will be some absurdity in it.
Mm-hmm.
So Gohamusp, it's the guild of holders of marginally useful superpowers. Gohamusp. So there's that property. There's the Grenhill Chronicles. I don't think I'll be writing that novel probably this year, or that series. It'll be a series, and it'll be bigger than Nightshade Unicorn. What was I going to say? Oh, but I'll write in that universe. Actually, the short story that I sent out last week was in that universe.
We should count my yawns during this. I yawn so many times.
All right. You heard her.
Put a counter up.
Go on YouTube so you can see us and count the yawns.
See if you can find the hidden yawn or two that I tried not to.
Our Union of reveal. Stars, that needs a new title. And I probably won't be writing that this year. It needs a conlang. I do hope to create that conlang. First half of this year? I don't know. Our Union of Stars and Grenhill have some connection in my mind, and working on one adds to work on the other, or, you know, contributes to working on the other. They're just going to be kind of complicated projects, so I'm going to build them up over time. I might write fantasy football or Wardrobe and Moonshot. Wardrobe and Moonshot, that's a mid-grade. Kids in middle school. Yeah, I don't know. I guess, I said it 10 minutes ago. I don't know how long ago, but I guess we'll close up unless you have more to say.
Mm-mm.
All right. Happy New Year. I hope your goals are more clear than mine. I hope.
That's why I max out on one goal. If I do any.
Yeah. Well, and my goals are like, I have these huge things that take tons of time, and it's like, this is the most urgent right now, and I'm going to go and chip away at that, and then this starts to become more urgent, so I go over there and I chip away at that, and then I'm like, oh, you know what, the kids need to eat, so, and Lila's not here right now, so I guess I better go and get something for the kids to eat. Okay, they're fed. Back here and chipping away at it, mm-hmm. and, yeah, it's just juggling. Not even juggling, because juggling, you're trying to keep things in the air. I'm trying to keep things from smothering me. I'm just, this one's starting to smother me. Let me work and push it off. And oh, this one's starting to smother me. Let me push mm-hmm. it off. And yeah. But hey, so Nightshade Unicorn, go there, support the Kickstarter. If you don't want to support the Kickstarter, you won't get to read it as soon. So, yeah. What's the what do I call it? The early bird level for $5, you get the ebook. And that ebook, and you know, if you support any level above the $5 level, you'll still get that ebook. And that's going to be the fastest way to read Nightshade Unicorn, is that ebook. Otherwise, if you want to read a physical book printed on paper, the fastest way to do that is going to be through the Kickstarter. And then it will open up for public orders on February 28th, because that's my birthday. And I set this date in early November. I was at 20 Books Vegas, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I should set a definite timeline and work towards that. So it was about the right amount of time away. Mm-hmm. Seemed feasible. And now, actually, so there's one challenge that I've been talking to people online about. It makes me a little nervous for the timeline for fulfillment, is the process of getting the print book out. The ebook can be as fast as I want it to, but the print book will take more time, obviously. And I expect to be able to get it out in February, but it's going to be a challenge. I didn't realize it was going to be this challenging, but I was looking at Ingram Sparks' website, and they're a printer, right? They do print on demand, and they say you get your order within 5 to 7 days of ordering. Somebody else says that the order prints within 5 to 7 days, and then there's shipping after that. And some people say their books take a few weeks. So I might need to see what I can do about, I know there's some, yeah, I'm going to have to front load as much as possible in order to get through as much of the process as possible, so that once I get the cover art, I'll be ready to drop it mm-hmm. and get it ordered. And, you know, even if it, at that point, if it takes 3 weeks, it's still delivered in February and people are getting the book earlier than you could via the public launch. Alternatively, Book Vault. Book Vault is smaller in the US. They're probably smaller overall. They're based in the UK, but they do, they actually have, they do printing in the States now. And from what little bit I've been able to find, they might be faster. Also cheaper.
Okay.
So. Yeah, we're tired. You're tired. Hopefully, as I said,
whether or not you know it, you're tired. Tired.
With regret, you're tired. If you saw the BBC Talking Animals, the meerkats.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so for the opportunity. Go to bed, and a happy new year.
Happy new year.
It's still recording.
Okay. Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year. Still have a Happy New Year. Okay, I'm going to stop it now.
Keep having a Happy New
Year. We'll see you next time on the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast. Audio is still recording.
Keep having a Happy New
Keep
Year.
Keep having a Happy New Year, even if you can't see us.
It's over there. Hold on. No, don't hold on. Go ahead.
Okay, bye.